This promise was found and shared on the ministerial email thread that happens. This is a promise that Ernest Holmes wrote, and I found that it's on page 517 of the textbook. He said, "I shall keep the promise that I have made to myself. I shall never again tell myself that I am poor, sick, weak, nor unhappy. I shall not lie to myself anymore, but shall daily speak the truth to my inner soul, telling it that it is wonderful and marvelous, that it is one with the great cause of all life, truth, power, action. I shall whisper these things into my soul until it breaks forth into songs of joy with the realization of its limitless responsibilities, with its limitless possibilities." So I turned it around and I tweaked it a little for this month's theme and to support something we're going to be asking you to do today or providing an opportunity for you to do, which is to vow to your own prosperity this month. I vow to believe in myself. Why don't you repeat that? I vow to believe in myself and in myself as a prosperous being. I refer to myself always as worthy.
I refer to myself always as worthy.
Capable and valuable.
Capable and valuable.
And never anything less.
And never anything less.
I walk in the consciousness of abundance.
I walk in the consciousness of abundance.
Believing in its availability to me. My family and the world at large.
My family and the world at large.
One more part. I believe in the possibility because I am one.
I believe in the possibility because I am one.
With all intelligence.
With all intelligence.
All love.
All love.
All abundance. And prosperity.
And prosperity.
And the power that gives me power to create. And accept my good now. You know, I don't really know what's going on, but I've had some incredibly powerful and moving shifts in my life from many directions. Maybe it's the intensive prayer work. Every once in a while, your prayer, for me, my prayer life gets renewed in and of itself. And please be clear for my religious scientists, I really mean spiritual mind treatment. And I'm talking about prayer to the presence and the power within. I am never talking about a separate entity. Okay, just be clear. But I do use that word interchangeably. And often I mean prayer treatment. I've kind of coupled that. So I use that a lot. Now, it is imperative for me because I know that it is, as the director here, I need to invite you to step into your prosperity. Why? Because where you are not prosperous, you are in some stress or suffering. There's just somehow that goes together. There's a place that when finances are not flowing, when you're just not purely in the flow, that feels like there's a stop gap in life. So it is important that we start this year with this bigger conversation. However, I am here to tell you, my board doesn't even know this yet, so I'm kind of, bear with me, board members. But I've gotten so clear. Now, this is not new, but I've gotten so clear that we must lead first and foremost by consciousness. It must be consciousness. It must be, because this is the one thing I know, not that there should be anything against anything, but there's nothing that can stand against consciousness. So whether I'm looking to increase prosperity in my life, in the center, in the world, whether I'm looking to help to heal some of the ills and the violence and some of the ungodly things that happen sometimes in the name of God or in the name of a flag or in the name of rights of certain people. I mean, there's just some things that are happening that are, to me, the word I use is ungodly. The only thing I can ever do is to seep in through consciousness and have it work systemically. Why? Because no one can see it coming. That's the first part of it. But I'm so clear that it must be consciousness first. I am dedicated to building my, or to expanding my own consciousness and inviting you to that place with me, so that this center is filled with a parking lot of people who drive cars, the cars that they want to drive. Not the cars that they have to drive. Not the cars that they're stuck with. Now, maybe you like your car. Maybe you like your 20-year-old car. That's fine. But if it's not what you want, I want you to have what you want. And that has to mean first a shift in consciousness. Because then even out of that prosperity, yeah, I'm hoping that then at that place you will value this center even more. Because you know what? I'm done with fundraising. I remember the time you said that 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when you were on the board, Chris. We talked about it then. To talk always and only about raising consciousness and stop trying to think about raising funds, because that is the world of effect. And we don't want to move in the world of effect. We want to move in the world of consciousness. And so what I need to do is expand my consciousness, invite each of you to expand your consciousness, so then we can all give from that place of consciousness, so that this place is someplace that vibrates so much that it's not about, and remember, it's not about cash. It's about living a prosperous life, an abundant life, an inflow, an outflow, a life of giving and receiving, one that's easy, one that when you have a cause that you care about, you can give to it because it's from your overflow. So that at the end of every week, there's money left over in your checkbook and you get to decide what to do with it. That's not a bad thing, right? You deserve it, right?
Yes.
Doesn't everyone deserve to have a life of ease and grace?
Yes.
Absolutely. And so the thing itself, which is the first chapter of the textbook, and this is where we resurrect this every year, but this year we're bringing it to you through the concept of prosperity. And something, I can't believe this, and I never noticed before, but right there on the first page in the first chapter of the thing itself, it says, we see abundance in the universe. We cannot count the grains of sand on a single beach. The earth contains untold riches, and the very air is vibrant with power. Right there, he starts off the textbook talking about prosperity. He starts it off because if we are in the flow and we're in love and we're in life, we will be prosperous. So we must generate that. We must become a total antenna for prosperity. So the three things that I did a couple of things here, but so the thing itself is pure prosperity. The thing itself is infinite. The thing itself, as God, as spirit, as life, as love, as intelligence, is infinite. And if you are that which it is, and are you not? Are we not all that it is? Have we not been told this? Can you not accept that even you, me, we are of that God? We are gods. Not gods striking against. Not gods doling out favors. But God, because we are of that. We are of that. We are of that tree. If God is the tree and you are the fruit and I am the fruit, then I must be of that tree. There's no way for that not to be so. Yes? We're good with this? Okay. So, the thing itself is pure prosperity. So then the thing itself is me. Say that. The thing itself is me.
The thing itself is me.
And that's right there. Right there is where we begin to forget. That is one of the most difficult things for us to hold on to. We forget. And I'm going to borrow a little from, what's that movie? Forrest Gump. Prosperity is as prosperity
does.
Prosperity is as prosperity does. Okay. If you get a bill in the mail, you cannot curse that bill and expect to have a sense of prosperity. And that's what Reverend Joel is talking about. You already receive the services for which you have been billed. Thank it. Bless it. Right? This spiritual home that you're part of, that you come to, and I have to think you like it because you're sitting here. It is something that we are here to feed, that we must feed it. So in taking on a sense of prosperity, do it with a full awake state, from a full awake state. Now I'm going to talk about something that's a little... Anybody have a $50 bill in their pocket? I'll give it back. Come on, give me a $50 bill. I'll take a $100 bill. Well, whoever gets me something first. Now, speaking of which, do you actually have a $100 bill? One of the things they say to do, take the next $100 that you have that you don't have to spend immediately, take $100, take the freshest, crispest $100 bill you have, fold it up and keep it in your wallet so that your wallet is never empty. So no matter where you go, what you do, you'll always have a $100 bill in your wallet. And if you need it, you need it for something. Maybe you forgot your card or whatever, but then replace it. Keep $100 in your wallet at all times. So everywhere you go and everything you do, you know you have no less than $100 on your person. Yes? Yes. Trust me, it's amazing what happens. When you're giving money away, remember to give something to yourself. Something to yourself. Now, there are spiritual teachers who say it different ways. Some people say when you tithe, always tithe off the top and always tithe to God first. But there are other spiritual teachers who say tithe to yourself first. All right, so maybe you don't want to give away a total of 20% of your money, okay? So, but you give away whatever you give away, but put a piece away for you, your savings account. Why? Because you can always sense that flow. You give to you. I have it happening in my bank. I have an automatic check every week that goes into my savings account. So I have my money that goes immediately to the center, and then I have my money goes right into my savings account. And I forget about it sometimes, and I look, I go, oh, right, forgot. Like I forgot that I was giving to myself. And it's a lovely, lovely, lovely feeling. So you take this money, you put it in your wallet, and I know you're saying, oh, it's a little tight. Trust me, it's amazing how you can suddenly live with this in your wallet, okay? Now, this is a $100 bill. I guarantee right now, if Bill wanted to put this in the basket, he'd put this in with ease and grace. He'd have a lot of fun putting this $100 bill in. Wouldn't you, Bill? But something happens when it's not a 100, and it's not a 50, and it's not a 20, and it's not a 5 or a 10. Because sometimes you don't have it on you. And so that's when I see this happen sometimes. I see you judge yourself. I see you have judgment on your giving. And what... Okay. And I see you take the money and I see you crinkle it. Crinkle nothing. You give from your overflow. You do the best you can in every moment. Never let anything or any judgment of yourself affect the way you give. Because crinkled or not, this is good, isn't it? Anybody want this? You don't want this anymore, right, Bill? It's crinkled now. Right? You know, if I stood on it, I stepped on it, it would still be very good. I can't, it's his. But when you give from your heart, whether it's a dollar or $100 or $1,000, because it's all you can give in that moment, whatever that is. Don't let anything outside you tell you how you should be feeling. You understand? This is very important because prosperity is, as prosperity does. And so when we have a consciousness of prosperity, we give from that place. And we don't worry about whether it's a dollar or $100. We might worry whether it's a dollar or $100, but you don't have to.